Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, like our friends over in New Orleans. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER worker, room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there working to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, as well as our FedEx, UPS, our bulk mail guys hauling the mail back and forth, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the propane and everything else that needs to be gone, jet fuel. And don't forget about our Amazon warehouse folks as well and the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain, throw an S in the middle. America, it's all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't get us anywhere else in the world, you can get us over there. We stream live when the show is on, and then it plays over and over again on a loop until the next one comes back live. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's say the pledge real quick and get to a caller. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, speaking of New Orleans, we're going to go to New Orleans right now. Good morning, New Orleans. What's your name and where are you calling from? Just New Orleans proper?
Yes, it is. Clarence. Officially in St. Bernard Parish, but only town is here, Captain. And but the metropolitan area is served by the radio station, 93.9 FM. It's WSLA 1560, but they're like maybe 6 a.m. till 7 p.m, whereas 93.9 FM is 24/7.
Right. All right, very good. I'm glad to know that. I knew we had one over there, but I haven't learned all the different call numbers and frequencies. So what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, not a whole lot. You folks touched on a lot of good issues. I think incorporating the weather for around the country is excellent. But here's one. We've got a problem with, I think, on the IT electronics. What used to be, I think, Captain, was specifically for a job in security, say, I don't know, it could be UPS, it could be Walmart. It's now becoming commonplace. Like, go online, mycomputer.edu. Over here, there's a National Guard education area that's offering it also to civilians. So it's becoming pandemic. And the reason I mention that is we've got a whole network of basically spying. Surveilling is spying. And I'd actually told somebody, I said, surveilling like that is actually stalking. You're stalking people. I've had conversations from some of these whiz kids. So it's not just local. It is actually a combination of local, You probably have your agencies that have been corrupted, all the three letters, the DOJ, the FBI, that includes some of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have a problem where I had a family member mention my donations. She's not my wife, and she's not on my account, yet she mentioned something from while I was online. And so I can't afford it yet. I'm probably going to go to a satellite phone because they cannot do that as much. And that's just some things we need to change. There's countries that put us to shame that when there's problems, like I'll say India, they don't allow perverseness. They just cut it off. They don't let it come into their country. And see, like when we have problems with pirates, I can tell you who nailed them. When we should have, we didn't. And the Indian Navy did. So...
Mm-hmm. Were you ever on TikTok with your phone?
Never. I've never been on TikTok. I think for about 8 years, up to 2.5 years ago, I was with Facebook. But, Captain, it doesn't matter. You have all the whiz kids. The people who develop these applications.
Sure.
So you can wink and nod. Oh, no, it's just that, well, all of a sudden, they're all incorporated. I'll tell you why. In 2011, when I got laid off from being offshore as a paramedic, my time in life, I'd been blue-collar, white-collar, but at that time, it'd been 11 years as a paramedic. I'd been formerly pharmacy tech, physical therapy assistant. I have done physical work as well. When I got laid off and applied for SNAP, also known as food stamps, I had to get a letter from my wife. I got the third degree. I had 3 months at $60 a month. For 3 months, I was approved. And they asked me, you applied for unemployment. I said, well, of course, which was $247, but it was $222 after taxes. And amazingly, in these last few years, how they could jack it up to $800 when it, at minimum, it was supposed to be $400 a month, and how ironic that the powers that be have no care for your welfare. They'll talk a good game, but they don't have it. But the young lady at that interviewed me, says, oh, yes, I see that you did apply for unemployment. I'm thinking, I guess, was that an honesty test? So.
Okay, well, how old are you, by the way?
I'm now 57. I've had a blessed life. My dad was a pipe fitter. Mom's a housewife. And I don't, like, we don't hang out together, but you're from that old school, and I feel a sense of familiarity. I think anybody from, you know, I say the working class, but anybody that had that... close to that Norman Rockwell type living.
Right. Well, we got to run because here comes the break, but I thank you very much for the
care.
Call. Thank you for giving us a call. Thank you very much. Okay. Denise, you hang on, and folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon. That gentleman was a paramedic, former paramedic from New Orleans. And I asked him about his age because if you're still qualified, sir, as a paramedic, try looking up the Florida directory over here. You might be able to find yourself a job over here in Florida if you want to come this way as a paramedic.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thanks very much, Kyle. We will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. That's Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for about 85-plus years, and they're currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, your Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for whatever it is you're driving, car or truck. They'll also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they'll get those policies lower because you bundle that. But then you bundle an even bigger group of property that you own, namely your house, your homeowners, or your renters, or your condo insurance. You get all that in there, and you will save a boatload of money. So, give it a try. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. If you don't want to do it online, get the name of your agent right there and go over and let them do it for you, and you'll be able to meet somebody and see them and all that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Bundle and save. Denise Simons, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay. China decided to play chicken with one of our fighters that was out in international waters, flying escort for one of our spy planes that was close by, and came right at him, wasn't supersonic, but came right at him, missed our plane by 20 feet. So here we go again.
Well, actually, it's a little bit different than that. It was within 10 feet of the plane's, our plane's wing.
Wow.
And then it adjusted and got in front of our plane. And our plane is known as an RC-135 rivet joint reconnaissance.
Right.
So when it got in front of our plane, it was 20 feet from our nose.
Jeez.
And then it moved back again. So our pilot had to take evasive maneuvers to avoid a collision. And this is not the first time.
No.
There is, in fact, a video, and apparently it got back to our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and Lloyd Austin, you know, he just called and said that, reminded the Chinese they have to fly according to the rules of international airspace, which apparently it was.
Yep.
And but that he called it alarming. Since it happened before, last month, Lloyd Austin had issued a phone call with his counterpart in China, the defense minister, and pretty much said, you know, stop it. You've got increasingly bad behavior in the skies. So obviously the phone call didn't work because they did it again. But, you know, China's been kind of doing this with Taiwan and whatnot, so they're getting much more provocative and much more dangerous, much more threatening, meaning
mm-hmm.
China.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the United States going to do?
Nothing.
Right.
Just don't do that again. We might have to throw paint in your windshield. Yeah, geez, God. All right, well, here's one for you, and we're going to bring this back to Southwest Airlines for a second. Buttigieg made a September pledge that was produced yesterday. It was something he said on MSNBC, and we got a chance to see the video. He made a September pledge of the airlines running better by the holidays.
Yeah.
I think he drank too much Kool-Aid.
Well, yeah, the guy, he doesn't have a concept. He doesn't have a concept of how airlines work. He doesn't have a concept of scheduling. He doesn't have a concept of air traffic control. He doesn't have a concept of flights, mm-hmm. routes, and all these other kinds of things. So, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Well, here's the deal, okay? Southwest has 81 flights. There's only 81 flights that are running late have been canceled today, 81 flights. But what Southwest did was they went and they played, they gamed the system. They took 3,000 flights off the board. So it's like they aren't there.
Well, the other interesting thing that they're doing is, in some of the airports, because they don't want to show how bad it is, they're actually hiding all the luggage
right.
that's stacked up.
Right.
Now, here's an interesting thing. A school teacher from Tampa who was stuck, she kind of took things into her own hands at the Tampa International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the luggage stacked up. So she goes over there with her cell phone, and she's going through the luggage tags. And if there's a phone number on the luggage tags, she's virtually texting these people and saying in a text, here's your luggage. If you think your luggage is lost, mm-hmm. here it is. So, you know, bless this woman's heart for doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
She's never done anything like this before, but she felt like, you know, I felt like I needed to help, and she was sending text messages.
Well,
and
yeah.
said, I've got your...
Well, those people have no idea where their luggage is, and neither does Southwest for that matter.
Well, you know, this woman is school teacher. You know, she's like walking through the bags, and she goes, oh, here's your bags. Is this your name? Well, you know, here's your text message, and here's where your luggage is.
Well, yesterday Southwest put out an announcement, and I really thought it was very funny when they said it, but then I found out what they did, so it's not funny. They said they expected to return to normal operations by today after slashing 2/3 of their schedule from the board. They just took the flights off the board, so it looks like they don't have that many flights, but they actually do. They'll be adding flights today.
Well, they're only going to add if they can track down their flight crews.
Right.
And that includes the pilot crews,
right,
the flying crews, and the ground crews, and then the cabin crews.
Mm-hmm.
So they're certainly trying to catch up on all of that.
And I imagine some of them don't want to be found.
Well, no, they do. They do, but probably after this, there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to quit, and if they haven't already,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to make things a lot worse for Southwest. I don't expect Southwest to financially survive this one.
Well, no, because there are, what, 11 or 12,000 flights that they've had, no planes, no nothing. Look at the revenue they've lost. My God, even if it's just 50 people an airplane, that's 500,000 people. But I'm being told it could be more like 100 person per plane. That's over 1 million people worth of revenue. Who can survive that? Nobody.
Well, and not only that, but they still have to compensate these people. There is a law that these,
yeah,
people, these passengers, have to be compensated in some form based on conditions. So the compensation part hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, which is why they told them receipts for whatever it was going on. Yep. Uh-huh. Now, did you hear about Rona McDaniel?
What about her?
She is coming up for re-election.
Right.
As the party's national chairwoman, when the 168-member Republican National Committee holds its winter meetings January 25th through 27th, and it looks now like as if she has 100 members committed to her reelection, which would be enough to give her the seat again for the fourth time.
Well, we shall see what these delegates actually vote, because, you know, Harmeet Dillon is running for that same position. And we don't know, you know, what kind of votes Harmeet has going into this.
Nope.
Lee Zeldin, when he lost his race for governorship in New York, considered becoming the RNC chair. And he called around to some delegates and found that, you know, these delegates, some of them are just as stupid as the rest of them, but... you know, he didn't see the interest, so he decided he wasn't going to do it. Now, I think Mike Lindell was also, mm-hmm, considering a run. I don't know if he's still in that circle or not, but...
Last I knew, he was.
Yeah, me too.
And I do know that Lee Zeldin, by the way, may be up for an appointment as one of the legal people at the RNC. That may be where he's headed. We'll see. All right. I got the music coming up in my ear. We will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful day. All right.
See you too.
Yep. See ya. Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. See all the different things she writes about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Cowboys collected their second straight win after taking down the Tennessee Titans 27-13 in Nashville. Dak Prescott led Dallas with 282 yards through the air to go with two touchdowns and a pair of receptions. CeeDee Lamb caught 11 passes for 100 yards to help the Cowboys improve to 12-4. Dallas currently holds the top wild card spot in the NFC. Former President Trump's tax returns will be made public today. The House Ways and Means Committee planned to release Trump's personal and business returns from 2015 to 2020. The anticipated release comes as the Democratic-led panel said the IRS failed to properly audit Trump's taxes for several years while he was in office. The committee voted to release the documents last week, but has been redacting personal information before posting them publicly. Trump was the first presidential candidate in decades not to release his tax returns during his campaigns. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. Thank you, all United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going online, checking out their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Learn what it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, if you are skilled and you can take something apart, put it back together again, doesn't matter what it is, but you're able to read a schematics chart and follow instructions, you probably would be able to make it as an aviation maintenance tech, and you probably would be able to make a bunch of money in the process. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. That's the website. And all you have to do is go over there,
take a look at what they have to offer. Now, they have two campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, the other in Concord, Massachusetts. The Clearwater, Florida one's in Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. And the one in Concord, Massachusetts is just outside the city limits of Boston. But NAA.edu is the website. Then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses or both. You might want to look at both and pick from the two of them and see which one you'd want to go to. Now, if you've been in the military and you haven't used your educational benefits, everything will be taken care of 100%. If you've been in the military and you've used some of your educational benefits, you'll have to find out how much you got left, and then they'll tell you how that applies, and you may or may not have to go through a loan officer to get a standard student loan to finish your training. But you'll have to do that if you don't have the full credit to be able to get your 14-month schooling and all the things that come with it. So, the phone number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour. And they'll answer any questions that you have. You'll be able to talk to, by the way, when you come to take the tour, you'll be able to talk to students, teachers, and the people, of course, that are the loan officers that can help you with your paperwork to get that all processed. Now, the Army plans to field in 2023 a brand new rifle and light machine gun combination that will replace the standard issue M4 carbine and the M249 squad automatic weapon for its close combat force. I've seen the weapon. I don't know that much about it, but it definitely looks like it would get the job done. And we'll be hearing more about that in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. Now, a suspect faces federal charges in a South Carolina federal court after he was shot upon allegedly entering Shaw Air Force Base illegally on December the 23rd. Now, this all happened when he forcibly entered Shaw Air Force Base. What he was there for, don't know, but they stopped him by shooting him. We'll see where all that goes. Now, new in 2023, there have been some decisions made on the Marines' new physical training uniforms. The shorts now have a 5-inch inseam, down from 8 inches in the first prototype. So the shorts got shorter. Oh, boy. A little humor there. And Army Special Operations is rethinking its force structure and the technology that goes along with it. This next year could prove pivotal for the Army's most elite forces as ongoing experiments with force structure and how to best integrate technical expertise at the tactical level could reshape the way the service's special operations look and fight. Now there's a new helicopter coming aboard, too. Lockheed Martin. Sikorsky is challenging the U.S. Army's helicopter award. And Lockheed Martin plans to protest the U.S. Army's contract award to Textron's Bell helicopter to build a future long-range assault helicopter, which is expected to be the service's largest helicopter procurement in 40 years. They're going to transfer everything over to Bell. We'll see how that works out. In addition, Ukraine reportedly has bought some 1,400 drones, mostly for reconnaissance, and plans to develop combat models that can attack the exploding drones Russia has used during its invasion of the country, according to the Ukrainian government, the minister in charge of the technology. And I saw one of those exploding drones in operation yesterday with some of the footage they did, came in and destroyed a tank. Pretty impressive. Yep. Close in. Came right in and that was it. Boom. Tank gone. Crew gone. Drone gone. Now, the Ukraine authorities have said that their army was now closing in on the Russian-occupied city of Kramina, control of which could allow Kiev to significantly expand its efforts to retake Russian-held areas in Ukraine's east. We'll see what happens. The Biden administration, by the way, is reportedly working hard to curb Iran's ability to deliver drones to Russian troops for use in the Ukraine by expanding efforts to choke Tehran's production of the unmanned aerial vehicles. How about if you just go and destroy where they're building them? How about if we just launch a strike and destroy where they're building these drones? Does that make sense? Does me. But that's just me. Now, for those of you that have TRICARE, a choice between multiple dental plans is coming for active duty military dependents, as well as National Guard and Reserve members and their families, thanks to the extensive improvements ordered by Congress in the 2023 Defense Authorization Bill. The TRICARE dental program will, in fact, expand the choice of carriers under the new law. And, in case you haven't heard, the Biden administration has approved a $180 million arms sale to Taiwan. The Biden administration, amidst all the ongoing tensions, between the island and Beijing, we'll see how that plays out. A lot of trouble going on over in that area right now. Now, also, new for 2023, the Navy, regarding why the Sea Service's fleet of T-45 Goshawk training jets were grounded last fall, people are wondering when it's going to end. Are they going to get rid of the plane, or are they not going to use it to train anymore, or what's going to happen? And we also know that federal agents from the ATF, are helping the Navy investigate a fire that broke out on board a destroyer at a Florida base just before Christmas, the service has confirmed. We'll see what happens there. They normally don't call them in unless they believe that there's been foul play. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be back, talk about the money, who's got money, where's it going, all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away, Kyle. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends over at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And that's Moss Acura here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, you can go to mossacura.com. You can take a look at all the different vehicles that they have there for sale. And remember, with the You Serve, You Save program, if you are active military, if you are a veteran, if you are a first responder, whether or not you are an EMT or fire or police or a church pastor, too, you'll be afforded a tremendous deal on a vehicle at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And then, of course, there's MossCare, because all those vehicles come with MossCare, which gets you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. We were talking off air, and there is a survey that was done by Newsmax called the 5 Least Affordable Cities in the U.S. Number one was Miami, Florida. Number two was New York City. Number three, Chicago. Number four, Philadelphia. And number five was L.A.
I'm not buying into that survey. I can't see how that's accurate. I mean, if you live in Florida, first and foremost, your property taxes are not as high. You're not paying state income taxes, so that makes living a hell of a lot cheaper. Not to mention, you got to take a look at rents. I'd have to see how they calculated that. When they make these lists, I'm always skeptical to see how they went and talked about affordability. And, you know, in certain places, I know Honolulu, Hawaii is incredibly expensive. I mean, you take a look at the price of gasoline. I mean, that's, you know, obviously it's an island, and they have to, you know, import a lot of things there, making it a hell of a lot more expensive. So I'm not so sure about that.
It may be reflected by the picture they showed with all the high-rise condos along the water. Now, those are expensive. Yes, I'll give you that. But the houses off away from Miami are not all that bad.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe they were, you know, talking about an area, South Beach, maybe, but... You know, if you take Miami as a whole, no, they can be a hell of a lot more affordable than some of these other cities here in the country.
Now, you knew this was coming, but a group of FTX customers from outside the United States have asked a U.S. bankruptcy judge to keep their name secret during the cryptocurrency exchange's bankruptcy case. They do not want their name out in print.
Well, I'm sure it's not just people from overseas. I'm sure a lot of people that are, you know, here in the United States. From what I hear, I heard that Sam Bankman-Fried was meeting with the White House right before the collapse. I wonder what they were talking about. This thing's interesting. And again, this is one of the reasons why I find the whole thing sketchy when. You go ahead and you prosecute, indict him right before he was supposed to speak in front of Congress, basically saying they didn't want him to open up his mouth and spill the beans on what he was involved with.
No.
There's a lot of real crooked stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Biden wasn't in the middle of it. Go ahead. Okay, Twitter has closed its Seattle office, and they've told their employees to work from home.
Yeah, you know, many places. I mean, you got these satellite offices, and they deem them not necessary. You're trying to cut costs. That's what you're going to go ahead and do. I mean, Twitter's up and operating with, 50% of the staff that it had before, and, you know, seems to be working. So maybe these workers were superfluous. And, that's what many companies have to do is, you know, try to become more profitable. You got a lot of people that were working at Twitter that were ex-Obama government officials, ex-FBI, a lot of ties into the government. And, talking about draining the swamp, Elon Musk seems to be draining the swamp over Twitter.
Yeah. Now, you know who Bernie Marcus is, right?
Bernie Marcus. Oh, one of the founders of Home Depot.
Yes, he is. And yesterday he said, nobody works anymore because of socialism.
Well, again, you know, I think we talked about this, you know, a few weeks ago here.
How much money
people can make in certain states here in the country just by not working. New Jersey, it's over $100,000 a year. Massachusetts, it's over $100,000 a year with state handouts and subsidies for health insurance. You can get by. In many ways without having to work. And it's sad. You know, it really is. There's a lot to be said about, putting in a hard day's work and what it means for self-esteem. And I've always talked about this, that all these handouts and giveaways are hurting people. Again, I have no problem with basically safety nets. People are down and out. You're supposed to, you know, help out and pick up your fellow man. But these are things that shouldn't be permanent. You really help somebody out by getting them back on the feet and getting them back to work.
Right. Now, the global alarm is growing over the Chinese COVID surge. We're hearing, and I have no way of confirming this, but there are reports out there that there could be 1 million cases in China right now.
A million? I would say a hell of a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. I think that number's way off. Any numbers that China's giving out is a complete utter fabrication. I think it's much, much worse than that. It really is. I don't understand, you know, why our government's, why we're waiting to January 5th to start testing people coming in from China. Why wouldn't you do that immediately?
Right.
They don't have herd immunity there. You know, then you got certain Chinese citizens that have money that are actually leaving the country, going to Macau or going to Hong Kong to get our vaccinations rather than deal with the Chinese vaccinations. It's going to be a mess. It really is. And you're never going to get the true story in regards to what goes on. I mean, remember during when COVID first was starting there, and you know, you had the, you know, they were telling you nobody was getting sick, yet we would see pictures of, you know, bodies piled up and crematoriums filled. New York Times did a story, you know, last week and saying it's really bad.
Now, Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation extraordinaire, is starting to get it from the left now about the debacle with Southwest Airlines, but we now know that thousands are still stranded today across America. Now, this is funny because, well, it's not funny, but the way Southwest has done this right now, they're playing a little game. They've taken a bunch of flights off the board. They've just not put them up there. So technically, they don't have as many flights canceled or running late as what they normally would have. I believe it's 81 is the total right now after it's been 3,000, 3,500 or whatever per day for quite a while, 2,500 or whatever the number is. So now they just don't have them listed, and what they'll be doing is it'll show them adding flights instead of getting rid of flights.
Well, yeah. Right now Southwest is an absolute disaster.
They're going to be out of business soon, I think.
You know, Matt, you might be onto something there. It's going to be tough to come back from something this ridiculous.
Yep.
It's difficult now. I mean, it might be an acquisition target, but with the Federal Trade Commission that we have with Lina Khan, she doesn't like any sort of mergers whatsoever. They need help. I mean, they really do. Their technology is a mess. They haven't invested properly. Completely unacceptable. It really is.
I don't know who would buy them at this point, but obviously their computers are part of the problem. Part of the problem.
Well, people buy them because of the various different gates that they have in certain locations. Mm-hmm. That's what's valuable is where you can fly in and out of, and certain airlines may want those gates.
Well, what do you think? If you're flying a wall, you think we're going to watch your demise?
Of Southwest, I don't know. I it also depends, what the government's going to do and what types of fines are going to be placed, and this whole kicking the wall down. I don't know. They may reorganize in bankruptcy if that's the case. But if people shy away from flying, might put them out of business.
Okay, I got the music coming up in my ear. I will be talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope your teams win. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the place to go. Check out all the different stuff going on there. Watchdog on Wall Street. This program's on over the weekend on over 200 stations, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.